Hey, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. Lord, I thank you for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. Show them what they need to see, say to them what they need to hear, and help them in any way that they need help. And Father, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled, A Strong Spirit. Now, a few weeks back on the broadcast, we did a series of teachings entitled Resist the Devil. And we closed out that series talking about how important it is that you and I have a strong spirit so that we can resist the devil. We touched on the reality that if our spirit is weak, then we won't be able to resist the devil the way we need to see him flee the way we want to. And friend, as a believer, as believers, having a strong spirit is central in your life. It's vitally important. And so for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast, we're going to be learning about the importance of having a strong spirit. And then we're going to get into the things that you and I need to do if we're going to have a strong spirit. You know, there's certain things that you and I can do that will make our spirit strong. And so we're going to be getting into these things the next 2 weeks on the broadcast. So make sure that you don't miss any of them. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. And we are going to look here at verse 14. And this will be our foundation text for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast. Proverbs 18 verse 14 says this, "The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear?" Let me read that to you out of the Amplified Bible. It says this, "The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear?" And then let me read that to you out of the Message Bible. It says, "A healthy spirit conquers adversity, but what can you do when your spirit is crushed?" And so, friend, as a believer, to live effectively, to live prosperously, to live victoriously, your spirit must be strong. Listen to the way that verse reads. It says, "But a wounded spirit, who can bear?" That's in the King James Bible. The Amplified Bible says, "A broken spirit, who can raise up or bear?" And then in the Message Bible, it says, "But what can you do when your spirit is crushed?" It leaves us with the idea that if I get in bad shape on the inside, all hope for success, all hope for prosperity, all hope for victory is gone. In other words, if I get weak on the inside, I stand no chance in this life. I stand no chance against my adversary. I stand no chance in times of adversity. I can't be an effective believer if my spirit is weak. I can't be effective for God if my spirit is weak. I can't be effective in ministering to others if my spirit is weak and broken down and crushed. And so you're seeing already how vitally important it is that our spirit be strong. Why? The verse said, "A wounded spirit, who can bear?" I like the Message translation. It says, "But what can you do if your spirit is crushed?" Well, as a believer, what can you do if your spirit is weak, if your spirit is crushed? The answer is nothing at all, or not much. And so you and I, if we want to live effectively as believers, if we want to live prosperously as believers, if we want to live victoriously as believers, if we want to do the things that God's called us to do and help advance the kingdom of God in the earth, we will not be able to do any of those things if our spirit man is not strong. Now, go with me to Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to look there at verse 7. And let's say this together as we're flipping over there. I have a strong spirit. Say it with me again. I have a strong spirit. Let's say it one more time. I have a strong spirit. Now, friend, one of the things, and we'll touch more on this on tomorrow's broadcast, but one of the things that you and I need to acknowledge is that we actually are spirit beings. You are a spirit being. I am a spirit being. Actually, all of mankind is a spirit being. Not all in the sense of we are all the same spirit being, but every man in the earth, he is a spirit being. And we see this in Genesis chapter 2 in verse 7. It says, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." That's talking about man's body. Now look what it says. And it says, "And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." If you look up that word breath in the Hebrew, one translation of it is spirit. And so you could read that like this, that in his nostrils, God breathed into his nostrils the spirit of life, and man became a living soul. And so when man was just a body, he was not a living soul. James 2 talked about how the body without the spirit is dead. And so you can see from these verses that in the beginning, Adam and Eve, when God created them, they were not just bodies. They were not just flesh. They were spirit beings. And so every man on the planet, whether he realizes it or not, he is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. 2 Corinthians 4:16 talked about how the outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And so, yes, there is an outward man, but there is also an inward man. 1 Peter 3:4 refers to it as the hidden man of the heart. And this is your spirit. Now, we operate out of and from our spirits. I want to say it to you again. We operate out of and from our spirits, and it's expressed through our bodies into the earth. See, what you're seeing right now come through the camera, it looks like it's coming out of my body. But really, the expression of that is coming from my inner man, the words that I'm speaking. These things, the ministry that I'm engaged in right now, this is coming out of my spirit. And you and I, as believers, we operate out of our spirits and from our spirits. Let me show you that in Philippians chapter 1. Flip over there with me. Philippians chapter 1, and we'll look at something that the Spirit of God said through the Apostle Paul. Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to look here at verse 21. The Apostle Paul wrote this. He said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now listen to what he says in verse 22, "But if I live in the flesh," now listen to that phrase, "if I live in the flesh." And so if I live in the flesh, he's not talking about his body. His body doesn't live in his body. He's talking about his spirit. He's saying, my spirit, my spirit, live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I don't know. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And so you can see from what he's saying, he's operating out of his spirit. He's saying, I can't decide between the two. He said, if I leave my body and go to be with Christ, that's what I want to do, and that is to gain. He said, but right now it's more needful for you that I stay in my body and abide in my flesh. And so you can see that he is 100% operating out of his spirit. He's not operating out of his head. He's not operating out of his body. He's operating out of his spirit. And so you and I, we operate out of our spirits. We operate from our spirits. And it's just expressed through our bodies in the earth. You know, in Proverbs 4:23, I believe this is in the NIV version, it says this, guard your heart. You look up that word heart, and it's dealing with the inner man. Guard your heart or your inner man, for everything you do flows from it. And so, friend, everything you do in your life flows from your spirit. You operate out of your spirit. Now, you can see why problems will arise when your spirit man gets weak. If your spirit man gets weak, you won't be able to operate effectively as a believer and express that operation through your body. Let me give you some examples of how we operate out of our spirits. One is that we believe from our spirits, we believe out of our spirits. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believes." Well, that's not the head, that's not the body, that's the inner man. And so you believe with your inner man. If your inner man gets weak, you won't be able to live by faith, you won't be able to walk by faith, because you believe with and through your inner man. And so if you get weak on the inside, what's going to happen is you're going to walk by sight. You're going to be moved by what you see and feel. You'll be moved off the word. You won't continue to fight the good fight of faith. And why would that be? Because you believe with your inner man. And if your inner man gets weak, you'll move out of faith and you'll move into unbelief. And so one thing that we do out of our spirits is we believe out of our spirit. The second thing is we choose from our spirit. The decisions we make, those decisions are being made by and through and from our inner man. You can hear it in Philippians chapter 1 when the Apostle Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." Again, he said, "But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. What I shall choose, I'm not sure. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." But did you see, friend, where he said, "What I shall choose, I'm not sure." Well, he's not making that decision by and through and from his body. He's making that decision by and through and from his spirit. And when your spirit man gets weak, what'll happen is you'll start making bad choices. You'll start choosing to disobey God and to yield to the flesh and to yield to the enemy. See, our chooser is in our spirit. Our soul is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our soul, our mind, and our will, our chooser. And our soul is on the inside of our spirit. And so your chooser is in your spirit. If your spirit gets weak, you're going to start making bad choices. You're going to start making choices to yield to the enemy, to yield to unbelief, to yield to fear, to yield to the flesh. And so we need to keep our spirit strong. When your spirit is strong, one way it'll show up is you'll make the right choices. You'll make choices that are in line with the Word of God. Number three, we fight from our spirits. In 2 Corinthians 10:3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh." Ephesians 6:12 says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then in 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. And so you and I are in a fight, and as believers, we are supposed to fight. But the scripture told us, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. It told us that we're not, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and so we're not fighting with our bodies. That's not the kind of fight we're in. The fight we're in is not physical. The fight you and I are in is spiritual, and we fight that fight from our spirits. We fight that fight with our spirits. And here's the thing, if your spirit gets weak, you won't be able to fight the way you need to win the way you want to. And so we got to keep our spirit strong so that we can fight and win. Number four, we speak from our spirits. Our words come from our inner man. Matthew 12, 34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, that's the inner man, the mouth speaks. And friend, if you follow this ministry any length of time, you know about the power of your words. And if your inner man gets weak, what's going to happen is you're going to choose to say words that are not in line with God's words. And when you do that, you're going to give the enemy access into your life to devour you. When your spirit's strong, one way that it shows up is you'll only say what the Father tells you to say. And so number four, we speak from our spirits. Number five, we hear from our spirits. Romans 8:17 says that the Holy Spirit bears witness, or you could say speaks to our spirits. And friend, the weaker you are in your inner man, the harder it is to hear the Holy Spirit when He's talking to you. When you're strong on the inside, another way it shows up is that you will be quick to hear the voice of God. The weaker you are on the inside, the harder it is to hear. And so you can see that, let me just touch on those again. You can see how important it is that our spirit be strong, because we believe from our spirit, we choose from our spirit, we fight from our spirit, we speak from our spirits, we hear with our spirit. Another thing you do from your spirit is you love through and from and with your spirit. 1 Peter 1:22 says, love one another with a pure heart fervently. Well, what are you loving with? You're loving with your heart. You're loving with your inner man. Romans 5:5 says, the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And so you love from in here, from your spirit man. If you get weak on the inside, one of the ways that shows up is you'll hold unforgiveness, you'll be critical of other people, you'll get in strife with other people. Friend, when you're strong on the inside, it enables you to walk in love with others. It enables you to love strongly, just the way the Master would have you to love. Praise the Lord. And so I think it's becoming very clear for you and I to see now that when our spirits get weak, we simply cannot function effectively as believers. My spirit man's weak. I can't believe the way I'm supposed to. I can't choose the way I'm supposed to. I can't fight the way I'm supposed to. I can't speak the way I'm supposed to. I can't hear the way I'm supposed to. I can't love the way I'm supposed to. And so if my spirit gets weak as a believer, you can see now the reality of that verse in Proverbs 18:14 playing out when it says, a wounded spirit, who can bear? The Message Bible says it like this, but what can you do when your spirit is crushed? The answer is nothing. If my spirit man gets weak, I can't function as a believer. And here's the harsh reality. Many Christians are trying to live their Christian lives with a weak spirit, a spirit that's not strong, a spirit that's not fed on the Word, a spirit that's not built up in the strength of God. And friend, if you try to live a Christian life with a weak spirit, what's going to happen is you're going to be frustrated and you're going to live an ineffective Christian life. You can't live and walk by faith. and live the kind of life God wants you to when your spirit man is not strong. If your spirit is weak, it will literally affect everything else you try to do as a believer. And you know, we can teach you about living by faith. We can teach you about walking in love. We can teach you about being led by the Spirit. We can teach you about the importance of ministering to other people. But here's the thing. If your spirit man is weak, you'll only know those things in your head, and you won't be able to perform those things, or you won't be able to do those things effectively as a believer with a weak spirit. If your spirit's weak, I can teach you to live by faith all day, but until your spirit man gets strong, you won't be able to do it the way the Word tells you to do it. I can teach you to walk in love until I'm blue in the face, but if your spirit man is weak, when the rubber meets the road, and when strife is laying in front of you, and when unforgiveness is setting before you, you will choose the strife, you will choose the unforgiveness, because you can't walk in love with a weak spirit. And so when you're talking about having a strong spirit, friend, you're talking about something that will positively affect every area of your life as a believer. It will positively affect everything you do as a believer. And so when you're talking about having a strong spirit, the importance of it cannot be overstated. And so I'm so thankful that the Lord's going to be ministering some things to us the next 2 weeks on the broadcast about this. I'm interested in getting my spirit stronger than it's ever been before, so that I can function and operate more effectively than I've ever operated before. And friend, I believe that you are too. And I believe these things are going to be happening in your life. I believe these things are going to be happening in my life. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that you want us to have strong spirits. Lord, we see about the importance of this in your Word. And Lord, we're asking you for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast to give us revelation about the importance of having a strong spirit. And Lord, give us revelation of the things we need to do in our lives to have a strong spirit. And Father, I thank you that as our spirits get strong, we will believe the way we're supposed to. We will love the way we're supposed to. We will choose the way we're supposed to. We will fight the good fight of faith the way we're supposed to. We'll speak the words that we're supposed to speak, and we'll get strong and better and hearing your voice. Father, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we are going to continue this powerful new series entitled A Strong Spirit. We'll see you then.